Enjoy being a girl only takes you so far. In the US, only a handful of the largest companies are led by women. One reason for this is how society teaches girls to behave. From a young age, girls are encouraged to conform to traditional feminine traits, like obeying orders, working hard without complaint, and avoiding confrontation. These expectations are reinforced by parents, teachers, and peers, shaping girls' behavior without them even realizing it. By the time women enter the business world and aim for top positions, these ingrained tendencies often hold them back. Without even noticing, they might find themselves adhering to behaviors and beliefs that hinder their progress. These habits can prevent them from receiving promotions, salary increases, and the respect they deserve. Good girl mold. Some women are labeled as self-defeating, not because they're avoiding success, but because they're sticking to old rules ingrained in them since childhood. These rules taught them to avoid pain by following the norms set for them. Even as adults, women often face criticism for not being passive or compliant, both at work and at home. This creates a problem for those who aspire to succeed in business, where being too much of a good girl can hinder advancement. To overcome this, first, identify the stereotypes about femininity. Reflect on which ones you followed and who rewarded you for conforming. It's normal to find yourself fitting into many of these stereotypes. Then, choose a few traits to work on changing. How you play the game. Understanding the hidden rules at work can be tough, especially if you feel like they're more familiar to men. But don't worry, embracing these rules doesn't mean sacrificing your femininity. In fact, traditional feminine skills like collaboration and communication can be super useful once you crack the code. Here's how to do it. 1. Find a mentor. Look for someone who's mastered these unspoken rules and learn from them. Watch what happens when people break these rules. It's a valuable lesson. 2. Practice strategy. Engage in games or activities that sharpen your strategic thinking. It's like training for the workplace battlefield. 3. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask your boss to clarify things. If you're unsure about a rule or what's expected of you, just ask. It shows initiative. 4. Learn from feedback. When your boss gives you feedback, take it in and learn from it. But don't lose your confidence. Use it to grow stronger. 5. Don't overdo it. Working hard is great, but burning yourself out won't get you noticed. Don't shy away from expressing your opinions and taking breaks. Your personal life matters too. Breaking free from traditional conditioning. To overcome the constraints of traditional feminine conditioning, take practical steps. 1. Don't be afraid to seek clarity. If someone tries to put you down for it, don't buy into their negativity. 2. Own up to your mistakes without overdoing it. There's a difference between maturely handling problems and excessively blaming yourself. 3. It's okay to help others, but don't let them take advantage of you. Your needs matter too, so don't sacrifice them for others. 4. If you're constantly being blamed, calmly discuss it and find solutions together instead of shouldering all the blame. 5. Keep personal matters private, but don't shut others out completely. Find a middle ground between openness and being too distant. 6. Recognize your own strength and don't shy away from speaking up, even if it means upsetting others. You're just as capable and informed as anyone else. 7. Don't seek other people's opinions unless they are really necessary. 8. Find strategies to handle difficult circumstances without appearing harsh. For example, begin a difficult conversation by admitting that what you are going to say is challenging. 9. Don't flirt excessively. 10. Don't get recognized as someone who always brings coffee or runs minor errands. 11. Never let someone push you or frighten you. 12. Endless patience is linked with femininity, not leadership. 13. If someone attempts to intimidate you, break through their bluster by expressing you realize how furious they are. suggest working together to find solutions to the situation. 14. Learn how to manage your finances so that you have enough money to leave an unbearable job. 15. If you're facing mistreatment at work because of your gender, it's essential to explore other potential reasons behind it. Unfortunately, reporting discrimination or harassment can sometimes label you as a troublemaker, which isn't fair. Once you begin the process, it can take on a life of its own. If you do decide to file a complaint, seek support from others who can file with you or stand by you during the process. 16. It's important to recognize that women may cry when they're angry, especially if they feel powerless to change the situation. When you feel tears coming, ask yourself, "What's really causing my anger?" Try to address the root issue whenever possible. If you feel like crying in front of someone, excuse yourself and take a moment to collect your thoughts. Tips for advancement. Sometimes, what helped you in starting out might hold you back later on. Here are some things to keep in mind. 1. Don't burn yourself out trying to do too much. If you set the bar too high, people will always expect that level of performance from you. 2. It's okay to ask for more time or assistance if you need it to get your work done properly. It shows you're practical about what you can achieve. 3. Instead of just following orders, think about smarter, faster, or cheaper ways to get things done. Don't let others pressure you into thinking everything is urgent. 4. Don't underestimate your abilities. Keep telling yourself you can do things until you truly believe it. 5. Even if meetings seem boring, they're a chance to network and show off your good ideas. Don't miss out on that opportunity. 6. If you think you don't deserve a life outside of work, people will take advantage of you, and you'll miss out on doing things you love that make you interesting and balanced. 7. When you get a job offer, find out what comes with it. 8. Ask for the same resources or space that men in similar roles receive. 9. If you ask for more resources and get turned down, remember that men are more likely than women to ask again. Don't give up after the first try. Keep pushing. 10. If you're a perfectionist, don't let your high standards eat up all your time. Allocate fewer hours to certain tasks. Sometimes getting 80% done is good enough, and going for 100% is unnecessary. Establish your unique identity. Discover what sets you apart. Highlight your special qualities and talents every chance you get. For example, 1. Emphasize your full name instead of nicknames. Use it when introducing yourself, on your voicemail, in your email address, and when leaving messages for others. Be yourself fully, like Catherine instead of Katie. 2. Don't wait for promotions to come to you. Let your boss know you're interested in higher-level tasks. They might not be aware you're aiming for a promotion. 3. Ditch modesty. Showcase how your skills have been crucial in solving problems or completing projects. When clients commend you, copy your boss on the thank you notes. 4. Take risks. Consider changing jobs every few years unless you're getting more responsibilities in your current role. 5. Keep your eyes open for new opportunities. Always be thinking about your next career move. 6. Speak up when you have suggestions so your voice is heard. If someone repeats your idea, politely remind them it was yours. To safeguard your ideas, write them down. Speak with confidence. Your speaking manner and appearance have a significant influence on people's impressions of your credibility. To communicate in a way that will help you advance. 1. Believe in yourself. State your thoughts confidently rather than questioning yourself. 2. Keep it concise. Avoid long explanations or justifications. 3. Be clear and to the point. Don't rush, but don't over-explain either. 4. Take initiative. Instead of seeking permission, tell people your plans. 5. Own up to mistakes. Don't apologize for minor errors. Seek feedback and show you're ready to improve. 6. Be proactive in meetings. Speak up early, even if it's just to support someone else's idea. Appearance. When it comes to advancing in your career, your appearance speaks volumes. 1. Avoid actions like constant smiling, frequent head tilting, or scrunching your body, as these can make you appear insecure and lacking in authority. 2. Choose makeup and a hairstyle that suit your workplace environment. 3. Remember the golden rule: always dress for the job you aspire to, not the one you currently hold. 4. Avoid grooming in public. It's best done in private. 5. When sitting, gesturing, or moving, show your engagement and involvement in what's happening around you. 6. Maintaining eye contact is key to conveying confidence and connection. Explore your personal growth. Use a self-assessment checklist to figure out what traits you need to work on. Then, decide which changes are most important and focus on those first. Pick a few of the 101 mistakes that really resonate with you and work on overcoming them. Don't overwhelm yourself by trying to change too many things at once. When you improve one aspect of yourself, others often follow naturally. Remember, progress isn't always steady, so don't get discouraged if you slip up now and then. If you're thinking about hiring a coach to help you along the way, do your homework first. Ask about their training, experience, and how long they've been coaching. Make sure they understand the business world, so you don't have to spend valuable time teaching them the basics. Key points. 1. Break away from old habits by asking questions and admitting when you're wrong. 2. Be smart and confident to do well at work. 3. Show who you are and what you're good at to get ahead. 4. Speak up and take charge in meetings to make a difference. 5. Look and act confidently and professionally. 6. Think about how you can get better and work on it. 7. Get help from someone who knows about business if you need it.